the new song?
Yeah,
the new
that's my song. The Weekly Dish.
Okay, what is, all right, so let's catch up with you. At one point, you were doing Dry January, then you were doing Whole 30.
I was doing Dry January, and then I didn't make it very far. No, I didn't make it very far.
Well, he starts something new every week. This week, he's getting up at 5 a.m. with his daughter for a 5 o'clock challenge. Grant is laughing over there.
No, because every day when I worked with them, it was a new thing. And then I would literally call him out 2 weeks later and be like, buddy, we still doing it or not?
I just try not to make proclamations anymore because people listen.
So does he not last in his proclamations?
Sometimes. So
he makes a lot of them.
He finished that book, surprisingly.
He did finish the book.
That's about the only one that I can remember.
No, we just make fun. because he likes to try everything and tell everybody about it. And then, maybe I made some other choices.
I started out Dry January strong. And then I petered out. And then I went on vacation. And I was always going to not be dry during the vacation.
Yes, so I'm Dry January till I'm on vacation.
That's right. And then it's on hold. And then I came back and... we just had some stuff, and it wasn't fun anymore. So, I'm not.
Yeah.
But I've also decided...
What about the Whole 30?
Well, that's kind of went the same way. I even forgot I was doing that. That's what's so funny about that.
Okay, because you're a boss. I'm so excited I'm getting started.
Yep. Okay, I lied. No, I didn't lie.
Today is the day that, by the way, if you had a New Year's resolution, it's already shot to hell in a handbag.
Yeah, because it's like you make it 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, it's done. It's done.
I did have a New Year's resolution that I have kept.
Okay.
But it's kind of one that hung over from before, but I try to move at least 5 days a week.
That's awesome.
Like at least
20 minutes, whatever.
I usually do 45 minutes to an hour of something.
That's seriously awesome.
Mm-hmm. But I have to I live by the cross country ski course. So I have to get my crap on and go do it. Or when we skied, I did a couple extra runs just so I made sure I got enough time on the hill. What else? I do Zoom classes, which are just hell on earth. I get on that Peloton that is a much better clothes hanger than an exercise machine, but I do it. So
good for you.
I've been good about doing that.
I think it is the one thing, and 45 is a lot. I think if you can even do
whatever.
20, do whatever it works. But today I forced myself, put on my crampons, which are those cleat things on the bottom of your shoes that are not tampons for cramps. They're those cleaty things. And I made myself get outside because I know it's going to be freezing for the next few days. Yep. I'm like, I have to get outside and get the fresh air.
Sunlight on your eyelids for 15 minutes gives you enough vitamin D,
in
the reverse
today.
Of a pill. You take your glasses off, 15 minutes.
Oh, on your eyelids.
On your eyelids. And that is the equivalent of a vitamin D supplement.
Okay.
15 minutes.
That's a little self-help fact there, Grant. Yep.
If you have little kids... and, we're also worried about skin cancer and sunscreen.
Right.
Let your little kids have 15 minutes of unprotected sun on their body, sun on their face, sun on their eyes, and then put their sunscreen on. You need some sun.
You do.
And we're in the north.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I take so many vitamin D supplements.
I do, too. 10,000 IUs a day. And I still am out there for 15 minutes.
I didn't know that. All right. So... Have you been to any good new restaurants lately?
Oh, yeah. I got a whole list.
Okay. Tell us what's hot.
Well, more than what's hot, I want to tell you about something else. Because I did a TV segment on it today, and I do think it's important. There are families that now the pandemic with the masking again, Minneapolis, St. Paul, St. Louis Park, Edina, Minnetonka, people are not going to restaurants or they're going in masks. And if you have a family, it's hard.
Yeah.
When you got the kids.
Yep.
So I thought it would be good to share some places that do family takeout things.
Okay.
And that you can pick up that might be new. And we talked about this one on Weekly Dish. Steph actually alerted me to it. It's called Toma Moho Grill. It's by Ridgedale. And they do these meat plates, and then they have all these different sauces and sides.
Okay.
So a mojo rubbed roast chicken or a giant platter of pulled pork. And then they'll have piri piri sauce or a habanero mojo, a side of Brussels sprouts, a side of potatoes. So you can kind of family style and mix and match. Pardon me?
Remember the old Boston Market with the chicken, the mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
The best dinner.
Which was awesome, but it's now closed. Right. I don't think there's any left.
No, I love that place. But I mean, it's updated with better food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And a little more healthy for you, I guess. another place that
does. Is there
does,
enough there and it doesn't break the bank for a family of four?
Oh, do you want me to tell you how much it is? Because it's actually a really good deal. It's $36.
Okay.
So that's a great deal.
Yeah.
Also, if you like Mediterranean food, which I do.
I do too.
Shish on Grand.
Oh, I love shish.
I like it too. So they have between $40 and $50. It serves 3 to 4. And it's falafel, you can get gyros, you get all of the meats, all of the sides, tons of pita, hummus, salad.
Yeah.
And usually a family like can go through that for one meal, but like a couple, you could get like 2 or 3 days out of it.
Yeah.
One other one I'll mention, and then I'll tell you about some other places I've been, is Namaste in Uptown. This one I like because it's a family meal that feeds 4 to 6.
Oh, nice.
And it has a ton of food. So you get 4 curries. So you can get different curries, like they have like a chicken shawarma, or they'll have a vegetable curry, or panik paneer, different kind of right. curries. And then you get the bread, basmati rice. You can choose your spice level.
Nom.
So Indian food is something that kids usually like because you can get it. So it's not super spicy right. and it's got that kind of sweet and soury right. element to it. So if you have kids that are adventurous, I would say to try that. And love then, it. So those are my family meal ideas. And then, have you ever been to the Kenwood?
No.
Okay, I went there for brunch recently. Okay. It's over right in Uptown, but kind of closer to where like 394 and by the Walker.
Okay.
It is super beautiful inside there. You feel like you're at a hunting club, like a country club. Okay. They have a pistachio pancake.
Oh, yum.
That is so good. They had great service. They have like the like a real French omelet where it's like super light and fluffy, and they serve it with a side of greens. Just like something that's not super like heavy.
Right.
We went there the other day for breakfast and I was like, I forgot how good this place is. So that's the Kenwood. Also, I want to, for you, because you spend some time on West 7th. Mm-hmm. Do you know about Burger Dive? So the folks from Smack Shack that also run the 1029 and they run Burger Dive and Potluck that's up in Roseville.
Right.
They bought this old bar called Bay Street and it's Burger Dive now. And they have great burgers, a super delicious, like crispy hash brown breakfast. We went there. We played pull tabs. We won $600. We had Bloody Marys.
No one ever wins in pull tabs.
Oh, we just had the best time. We won so much money, we gave our waitress the $100 pull tab that we won because we won a $500, too.
Oh, my gosh.
She was, like, hysterical. So funny.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a great place. The burgers are super good. But also, like, I think it's hard to find pandemic breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of the places aren't doing breakfast or they're just opening for lunch and dinner. So I would go there for a delicious, the Bloody Mary had an egg, bacon, a pickle, a pepper, a thing of cheese, a meat stick, like that was really just loaded. And then Mr. Paul's Supper Club, have you been there yet? Any Dinah?
No, but I read about it.
It's real good and it's cute and it just feels like you're in New Orleans. So it kind of feels like you're on a trip. Which I like restaurants, because since we never can go anywhere, when we do go somewhere, like I like feeling like I'm somewhere.
Yes, absolutely.
And they have a crawfish etouffee. They've got this delicious boudin balls, they're called. It's like a dirty rice that's fried in this ball, and then you dip it in like this remoulade sauce.
Yum. Oh, so good.
Yeah, super good.
Have you been there, Grant?
Not to this place, but I've had those before, and they are very good.
And they have like great drinks. And they also have another place if you're looking for a quick lunch. They've opened a po' boy shop that's open from 11 to 4.
And where is it in Edina?
Right in Nolan, Mainz.
Oh, okay.
So Nolan, Mainz is a weird thing. It's kind of behind 50th and France. It's back in what used to be like the parking ramp almost.
Right.
And also Sweet Science Ice Cream is over there. I don't know if you're a big, like, I could sometimes just eat ice cream during the day and then I don't eat dinner.
Is there any other meal price besides ice cream?
They have a Bumbleberry Crisp and then a chocolate cinnamon too that I'm kind of addicted to. Her ice creams are really good. So that's just kind of a fun, there's a lot of shops over there too that are different, some that are local. It's just fun to shop over there. So that would be Mr. Paul's. Mr. Paul's is a good place to go on a date.
It sounds so
They have like all these different little rooms.
It sounds so cool.
It is cool. And you can kind of feel intimate. Mm-hmm. And here's a tip too. A lot of these newer places, it is hard to get reservations, but you can go sit at the bar.
Right.
They don't take reservations at a bar at a lot of these places. Like Kaluna is a great place that's opened at 44th and Nicollet. And it feels like you're in Southeast Asia when you walk in there. It's so beautiful and white. And it's like Santa Monica or... It's just, it feels like nowhere you've ever been.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. And you can get like a whole fish with all these fresh herbs and they've got these wonderful curries. But the bar there, they have a huge bar. You can always try and sit at the bar.
I prefer sitting at a bar.
Well, and I'm eating these days at like 5:30.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's the senior citizen menu. Mm-hmm.
Like, can I get you the get senior the discount?
You get the discount.
It's just
there's
like,
nothing wrong with that.
We had a reservation at 7:30 somewhere recently,
Did
and I was like...
feel like you had to wait up?
I was like, 7:30? Like, I mean, literally, and I was dying laughing. My friend was like, seriously, you need to take some time.
Well, because like, it gets 7:30. Dark. I had to play tennis at 9 in Fridley last Thursday, and I just thought,
that's a roughie.
Okay, I've already been to bed and woken up again.
Yes, you know, exactly.
It was so late. We got to take a quick break, Steph. Hansen is sitting in today.